You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
It's the Social Soundbite, helping you stay on brand with the latest social media news, trends, and tips. Here's Nick Westergaard.
Good morning, Jerry. How does this Wednesday find you?
It finds me very flaggish because it's Flag Day.
It is Flag Day, and the rain has stopped. So
for the most part, now you can get your flags out, but
you may have to take it back in.
You may have to take it back in, as they're saying more showers are coming this afternoon.
Right.
So err on the side of caution. Don't leave your flag out. And we are joined in studio, obviously, by Nick. And what's going on with social media this week?
The world of social media is something that is of interest to a company, a website called Social Media Examiner, which is a great resource if you're looking for how-to articles, the latest stats, everything else. But they put out annually a state of the industry report when it comes to social media marketing. And of that, not so surprising, in their poll, they found that 92% of businesses say that social media is an important part of what they do to market their business, to get their word out. But 3/4 of those analyze the activity that they're doing on social media, but 38% are unable to accurately measure the ROI or return on investment that they're getting from their social media marketing. And this is down 41% from last year, from that same question there as well. When they dig a little deeper, Facebook, which is where most of us are spending our time, our energy, our money on marketing our business, only 42% claim that Facebook marketing is effective as well. So this is something to recap sans numbers. We think social media is very important. We are advertising on Facebook the most, but we aren't able to get our arms around what that's actually doing there, what we're getting in return for that.
So in my previous role here at the radio station, for about 7 years, I was the digital online media manager. So I took care of our 6 websites, and one thing that I saw is, you know, the little ad tiles that first started coming up about 10 years ago, and then it turned into video, and then it turned into pop-ups, and it seems like every single time something new comes up, people are energized by it, but then it just becomes, I don't want to say noise. How do you get over that noise factor?
Well, you know, and we talk a lot about falling prey to these shiny new things and whatever's new, all the stuff that you listed, some of the stuff that may not be as in vogue as it once was, you know, fell to Facebook, to Instagram, to Snapchat, to whatever's next. And I think that that cyclical nature of things is due in part to this feeling that we're not able to accurately track what we're doing. We get excited. We can see our ads. It feels like something. But when the numbers don't back it up, it leaves it vulnerable to whatever's coming along next to be able to capture not only your attention, but the wallet, the budget of your business as well.
Maybe you've talked about this in past at your classes at the University of Iowa, but I think it was the New York Times several years ago had a pair of glasses that they would put as an eye tracker on people looking at websites and how they look at websites. You start up in the left-hand corner, but then you might go down to the right-hand corner,
yeah,
and then over and up, and it's not just a progression like you would read a newspaper. So it's interesting to see how we track and try to find new ways to figure out how are people using the information that we're trying to shove at them.
Absolutely. Eye-tracking data is incredibly interesting if you can find it.
And so we could continue the conversation forever. One question that I had is, do you have any information? I read an article as far as our trades, as We adapt as radio and bringing in digital media. The age discrepancy on how you get people who are maybe of not the millennial YZ generations, how do you get them to engage in these platforms?
Well, we're going to run out of letters here at one point for, for all of these generations. But others, I would say that that is where you look at kind of the bread and butter audience on Facebook. You look at the fastest growing demographics are usually the older demographics there as well. So, I mean, I think in spite of the questionable vote of confidence in Facebook, I think it's still among the current platforms available one of the smarter places to be. We just have to make sure we're asking the tough questions so that we're not just doing it for the sake of doing it.
Always a pleasure talking with you. Data, trying to figure out how to brand your business, and you are the expert. How can people reach you?
They can find me on most social networks at Nick Westergaard. That's two A's. And I'll tweet out the article that research came from and branddrivendigital.com.
And if you didn't catch all of that, when he does tweet that out, you always do a great job of tagging KXIC's Facebook page.
Well, I try.
I appreciate it. It is the Social Soundbite with Nick Westergaard every Wednesday at 7:50 on Iowa City's News and Sports Station, 800 KXIC. Have a great day, Nick.
Thanks.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.